If you'd open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I want you to notice on the screen here that I am beginning by throwing a bone to all of you cat lovers. Or maybe it's the equivalent, there we go. There is love, right? Maybe it's the equivalent of throwing out some catnip. Connie Larson would be pleased this morning. It's too bad she's not here. As the kids sing during Christmas, apparently he doesn't like it. As the kids sing during Christmas, there is all kinds of fun and joy, and the reasons for this are many. And here's a question that we want to think about this morning. How do you get the singing within you? A true and a deep and a lasting joy that just bubbles over within your heart. Now, during this season, there are all kinds of Christmas time characters that turn up on TV programs and movies, and very often they are grumpy ones. And so, for example, you have the Grinch, and you have Ebenezer Scrooge, and now lately there is also Grumpy the Cat. It's the most terrible time of the year. And when I go shopping this time of year, and I did a little of this yesterday, there is high potential for the Grumpy and the Grinch to come on to me. The congestion and everything stripped off the shelves when I went late yesterday. There's a lot gone. And I turn sometimes, really, into a not-so-pleasant. But there's what you find is that there's a lot of things that can steal away our joy. And if our joy is not deeply rooted and grounded in the story of Christmas, it will disappear on us. And so we're going to look at this story and learn about how we get some roots. Roots that will keep the joy within our hearts. Now, we've read Luke 2, verses 8 through 14 a couple of times already this morning. And so I want you to just focus on verse 10. Verse 10 of chapter 2. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. The greatest gift of all is given, and our response is to be one of joy, joy, joy." And that's what we sing about in 100 ways. And it is a significant theme throughout the Gospel of Luke. That you will, if you do a concordance search in the book of Luke, it'll show up a lot. And for example, in Luke 1 verse 14, it says, "He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth." You find that throughout Scripture, we are called to be a people of joy. Give with joy. We are to sing and worship God with joy. And then there's reality. There are many who struggle with it, especially during this time of year. Just this morning, I had an engagement with someone where there is this great struggle, in part because of this season. It's difficult. The pressures are more intense. There's more burdens. There's more on the schedule. Sometimes there are strained relationships. Sometimes it can be a combination of things that include ill health. It could be a struggle with the job. And so what happens sometimes is we actually lose our joy rather than gain our joy. We see it in the kids and the families of many of the families that we deal with, like through Kids Hope. There is struggle there. All kinds of influences in the world that drag them, drag us down. And Satan himself, who is alive and well, He works overtime to steal joy. Sometimes we turn into a Grinch because we live with a Grinch. And it's difficult, right? So, not only do we sometimes just find, we might find joy for a while, but it's shallow. And it dissipates. And it disappears. Because we're looking in all the wrong places. So, let's look at this text a little bit and see what does it take to get, again, the roots. What does it take to get some deep joy, a stubborn joy that persists with us? And as we look at the text, we're going to see a couple of things. One is that the gospel is the fuel for the fire of joy in our hearts. Now, anyone who has worked to build a good warm fire, you know it takes some good kindling and some good logs. And when I light up the fireplace at the house, what I do is I start putting wood in to the garage in the fall already so it stays dry, some good hardwood, oak. And if you have that, you have a fire. Well, for us, the gospel is the fuel for the fire of joy in our hearts. If you look at verse 10, gospel means good news. Angel there means messenger. A messenger of good news. And the good news, if you look at the text, don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. The good news and the great joy, they go hand in hand. They can't be separated. Verse 11, today in the town of David, this is that good news. A Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Matthew 1, verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's the gospel. And this is the gospel that you and I have the privilege of hearing today. Out of all the people on earth, out of all that God created, let's first of all start there. He made people unique, special. We are made in His image. We are like Him, including having a free will. We can choose. God gave us the ability to choose. And since Adam and Eve, all people, including you and me, it doesn't matter how innocent our little babies look, we all somehow choose to sin and rebel against our Creator. And we live like we don't need Him. And it's a grave offense against Him. Now, God also created us with this voracious appetite for joy. And we long, we are always looking for the next joy, the next pleasure. But since our hearts are perverted and sinful, what we do is we blindly look for joy in things that are temporary and ultimately worthless. Thomas Aquinas said this, "No one can live without delight, and that is why a man deprived of spiritual joy goes over to carnal pleasures." If you're not finding your joy in Christ, there will be all kinds of things that you will look to in your life. And many of you can think about what those things are right now. You can recall those things. They're going on every day. So every one of us is on the hunt for joy. Every one of us has searched for joy in all kinds of stuff and activities. And what we find, it can be sports, it can be the internet, it can be hobbies, it can be sex, it can be all kinds of things. And what we find is that they will always come up short. They will always disappoint. And Jonathan Edwards explains what we really need. He says, "The enjoyment of God is the only happiness with which our souls can be satisfied. Fathers and mothers, husbands, wives or children, or the company of earthly friends are but shadows. But enjoyment of God is the substance. These are but scattered beams, but God is the sun. These are but streams, but God is the fountain. These are but drops, but God is the ocean. Amen? That's where we find real joy. And when we choose joy through substitutes, rather than through God, we devalue the infinite glory of God. It's like you're ignoring the most beautiful thing that you could ever know in your life. And this is where Christmas comes in. Jesus was born to die. We deserve death and separation from the gracious presence of God because we look in all the wrong places. But Jesus was born to die in our place. He goes on to live a life of obedience that we could not. And he would be abandoned by God and suffer death so that we would not have to. Martin Luther said it this way. He says that the Creator himself comes to us and becomes our ransom. This is the reason for our rejoicing. That's the source of our joy. Bruce Thielemann writes about this story. He says there was a time during the most horrible persecutions of the Jews by the Nazis in Poland that an old Jewish cemetery keeper came into the cemetery one morning and found that during the night a woman had crept into an open grave and there had given birth to a son. And then she had died. And he found this child, and he said to himself and to others around, he said, this must be the Messiah. For only the Messiah could choose to be born in a grave. Well, it wasn't the Messiah, because the child died before noon of that same day. But the truth that that cemetery keeper spoke was absolutely accurate. Only the Messiah of God could choose to be born in a grave. Only a God who loves as our God loves could come in the midst of the pain of life and death and bring His grace. And so here's what we see. Out of love for you, Jesus was born to die so that you could be raised up out of this ugly, meaningless Grinch existence to revel in a relationship of joy with God. We're sons and daughters of God, infinitely loved, perfectly accepted by our Heavenly Father. C.S. Lewis, you've heard this before. It's great to look at again. If we let Him, He will make the feeblest and filthiest of us into dazzling, radiant, immortal creatures, pulsating through with such energy and joy and wisdom and love as we cannot now imagine. That's what we are in for, nothing less. That's a taste of the gospel that is essential for our joy. All of Scripture is this multifaceted unveiling of this truth. God reveals Himself in His Word, and the more you learn and the more you know about Him, the more you will find your joy in Him. Now, here's the second truth that we need to remember. If gospel is the kindling for the fire, then faith is the oxygen for the fire of joy. There are some here who have heard the gospel maybe thousands of times. And there can still be no joy. Really, no joy. Because you've never gotten to the point of a faith that receives it. Or a faith to believe that you need to receive it. And there are others who have heard the gospel, and maybe you did respond in faith, but the faith was sucked away, or it was misdirected, and the fire of joy just kind of fizzles out. You see, our joy is integrally wrapped in our faith. 1 Peter 1, he says it this way, even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. The believing in him leads to this inexpressible and glorious joy. There was a man who was asked by his cardiologist, he asked his cardiologist, he's just about to have open heart surgery. And he says to the doctor, can you fix my heart? And the physician, who was known to be rather curt, short, to the point, he said, sure, and quickly turned away. After the 12-hour surgery, again, the man asked the doctor, in light of the blocked arteries that I had when I checked into the hospital, how much blood supply do I now have? And the surgeon said, all you'll ever need. And again, he just walked away. As he was being discharged, his wife now asked the doctor, what about my husband's future quality of life? And the doctor said, I fixed his heart, and the quality of life is up to him. In a similar way for us, God, through his Spirit, is the physician who fixes your heart. But then the quality of life is up to you. Will you believe and trust that God through Jesus Christ is your only source of deep, true, and lasting joy? See, faith is absolutely essential for us to receive all the blessings that God has for us. Romans, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. The gospel mixed with faith is this explosive mix of fuel for this raging fire of joy in our hearts. And today we have the testimony of God's Word, we have the testimony of His Spirit, we have the testimony of family members and friends, millions of people who have gone before us who have found their joy in Jesus Christ. There is joy even in the worst of times. I've seen it in so many of you through the years. There is joy in the worst of times if the joy is grounded in the gospel. The Savior, in verse 11, it says this, there is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This Savior is the Christ, the Messiah, the long-awaited King, the King of Kings, and yet He comes as a weak and helpless baby. And what you see is that Jesus is this infinite who becomes an infant. He is the eternal who's born of a woman. He is the all-powerful ruler of the universe and yet is carried in His mother's arms. And so Jesus came in a way so that we who were born as infants could now live eternally. And we who are weak and powerless can know the great power of Christ's Spirit, and we will inherit the kingdom to reign with Him. And it doesn't matter where you've been, or what you've done, or what kind of a screw-up you've been in life. God stoops down to invite you to become His son or daughter. God delivered His Son into a cave designated for sheep with a stench of manure in the air. The first birth announcement for this child was made to a circle of social It was not made to a circle of social and business friends. It was made to shepherds. As it was said this morning, the bottom of the food chain, shepherds. And so what we can learn from that is that every day Jesus persistently offers us the joy of salvation. Joy because we are infinitely connected to the ultimate source of all joy. He is the fountain. No matter what comes our way, no circumstance or person can steal it away. Amen? Nothing can steal it away. And so for all of us, think about this. Does the fire of true joy warm your heart? Does your life and your love reveal the joy of a new life through Jesus? The great pianist Arthur Rubinstein said, "You cannot play the piano well unless you are singing within you." What I would say is that you can't live well unless you are singing within you. And so are you singing inside? If so, then others will know it and it will be contagious. And they will want what you have. And if not, this is a great time. This is what Advent is about, is preparing through repentance. This is a great time to confess your joylessness. Lord, I need help with the coldness of my heart. My spouse needs to see something different. My kids need to see something different in my life. And pray earnestly that God would warm your heart with joy in Him. Believe, trust that the baby Jesus that was born is sweeter. He is sweeter than anything else you will ever know. Let's pray together. Holy Father, we do look for joy in all the wrong places. We do want to get weaned from it. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to ever increasingly find our joy in Jesus. Thank you for the gospel, the good news, that we are restored. We are renewed in a relationship with the God of the heavens and the earth. Through this baby born into a stable. Renew our joy. In Jesus' name, amen.